Pretty cool. Wasn't it? Is the name of the band's Tame Impala?
Yeah,
what was the song?
Tame Impala. The song was half full glass of wine.
Nice. Yeah, the first time I heard them, my buddy Aaron sent me, "Hey, what do you think of this?" And I went and looked at it, and I listened to it, and I was like, "Wow, man, that sounds a lot like early '70s Beatles." Like,
yeah, it kind of has that feel to it.
Yeah, and I was like, I haven't heard that sound since Beatles, you know. I was like, I know there's lots of bands that try and do it, but they hit it, you know, and it's not like they sound like the Beatles. They just have that energy.
Well, it has that 70s vibe to it.
Yeah.
And another band that actually does have that vibe, I feel, is Wolfmother.
Yeah.
Listen to much of them, but
yeah,
they definitely had that vibe going too. But so these guys are going to be at Coachella?
We guess so, yeah, because we're still waiting to find out the lineup for Coachella, but they're on the – Coachella's changing the video on Coachella.com. Like, every day it just changes to a different song, a different video.
Yeah.
And that's what it is today, so.
Nice.
Saturday.
That's going to sound – that sounds like that's going to be a good show.
Dude, I might be going. I mean, there's rumors that it's going to be Tool and Roger Waters.
Yeah, Roger Waters.
Which, like, if I can go and see Tool and Roger Waters in one – show
then
setting.
Rolling Stones, I heard, was
and
gonna
Rolling
be
Stones
there, which
rumored.
Is just kind of weird.
Daft Punk is rumored.
That'd be good.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is going to be
what?
There doing the musical.
No, dude,
yes,
really? That
yes.
would be worth it just
I know.
For that.
Not just for that, but with Tool and Roger Waters. Oh man, like it's coming out on Monday. If it is that, I'll put it on my credit card. I don't care if I have
the Nightman Cometh.
Yeah,
is the musical.
I can't wait, eh? It's gonna be wicked.
Oh yeah, that sounds amazing.
And
dude.
I'll definitely check out that Tame Impala while I'm there for sure.
Yeah, I was digging that. Totally digging that. So, Derek, what's new?
Oh, just shitloads of DC Universe Online. That's pretty much the only thing I've been doing with my free time. I'm level 19 already, eh? Like, two-thirds of the way through.
Wow. You're telling me, like, second day in, there's a level 30 that ganked you.
Yeah, I got ganked.
Not surprising.
Level
I don't imagine it takes that long. I could probably get to level, in a couple hours?
Oh man, you're level 4. I think level 3. You're almost level 4 by the time you get out of the tutorial. Like,
yeah,
you level really fast in that game, and they intended it. They wanted you to get to the cap quickly, so you don't focus on leveling. The focus is on loot and collections, like getting orbs. There's so many different types of orbs, and you want to get
orbs.
All of these orbs. Yeah, just like Crackdown, like. Like, you've got your racing orbs, and you've got your investigation orbs, and then you've got your kill boss orbs and stuff like that. So it'll say, go, you know, I say orbs, they're not all orbs, but just pretty much everything in the game is orbs. Like, when you kill a guy, a whole bunch of orbs come out of him, and then you pull the triggers, and they suck him into you, right?
Yeah.
So loot is orbs, and mission objectives
so
are orbs.
Crackdown.
And yeah, they definitely went so hard Crackdown on that, and I'm just loving the game, man. Like, the combat is... You're not your powers. You bring out your powers when you think a superhero would use powers, you know, like,
yeah,
like Superman didn't use his eye lasers all the time. He pretty much just flew around and kicked ass. But then when he really needed to kick some ass, he'd bust out the eye lasers. Right. That's what it's like. It's like you're playing God of War and you're kicking ass, and you're punching, you're shooting. And then every once in a while, like, you get three guys on you and you have to go, oh, shit, bam. And you just waste everybody around you, you know, use your powers. but then you can only use them so much. You drain your equivalent of mana. It's called supercharge.
Yeah.
You drain that so quickly. And every instance, man, every instance is unique. Like, I haven't seen the same map twice. So, you know, I just did Joker's Funhouse last night. It was so wicked, like, just so unique and nothing like any of the other instances. Every boss fight has some unique gimmick to it. It's not just beat up this guy. Everyone's like, you gotta paralyze him while you go and get the kryptonite and hit him with the kryptonite, then you can hurt him. And, you know, if it's Superman and stuff like that, they've all got unique little gimmicks. It's like playing a great single-player game, but there's some end game that opens up at 30 that I don't know what's coming, but there's half the game opens up at 30. When you go to your main base, all of the loot that the vendors sell have to be level 30 to use. Every single piece of loot. You know, so.
Sorry, I've been smiling this whole time. Kind of, I just find it funny that I even had mentioned to somebody that there's no way we're going to be talking about any shitty MMOs on the next podcast. And I knew that was not true. And I knew we were going to get into DC.
We have nothing else to talk and about.
No other games to talk about. We got some other shit I want to talk about. But it's just, yeah, I guess I'm still just playing. Well, I'm playing Crackdown 2 a lot. Now that you got it for me for Christmas.
Yeah. We should.
And Black Ops, of course. And. Yeah, so anyway, there's kind of a history that's been going on this last week between me and Derek.
Yes.
And
that's
DC
erupted
online.
into quite a hostile confrontation a couple times.
Yeah, like, and a lot of my friends actually have gotten to come with the same conversation with a few other friends too, and it's gotten kind of hostile.
In the middle of one of our arguments about it, somebody else texted you, "Hey man, DC Universe is online," and you were like, "Fuck everybody,
fuck everybody." Yeah, I was done. So I mean, at one point in our conversation, I think I said, "Okay, I'm walking away from this conversation now."
Yeah,
I'm
you just logged off
this.
For 20 minutes. Like, came back. I'm like, "Sorry, dude. Didn't know I was pissing you off so much." But so as a result of these conversations, we now have a little bet going on.
Yes, there's going to be a bet and it's going to be a videotape. So it's going to be our next video podcast that we're going to do. We're going to do it this week.
Yeah.
So Derek bet me $20. That we got to set out some more kind of ground rules here, because I was thinking about it last night,
right?
And the original bet was Derek would bets me $20 that if I make it to level 10, I will enjoy myself and will enjoy the game. And so if I don't make it to level 10, then I win, right? That's the only way I can win, if I just don't make it to level 10.
No, you have to get to level 10. The only way that you have to pay me money is if you quit before level 10.
Oh, okay.
So the condition is you need to play the game to level 10. If you play to level 10 and you still are like, yeah, you know what? If this was free, I say that's the condition we'll say if we like it. If it was free,
if it was
cost
free,
you money,
would you keep playing? Okay,
if
so
you didn't
that
have to pay
is the
for
bet.
It, and you could just have it in your house and it would be wicked and it would be all in your subscription to be paid for, would you keep playing past level 10? That'll be the condition that we use to determine if you liked it. So if you didn't like it, then I will pay you $20. If you did like it, then nobody pays anybody anything. You just got to level 10, you liked it, and Derek was right. You need to play an MMO for a certain amount of time before you can decide
whether it's good or not. We're finally going to answer that question.
Well, we'll at least answer the level 10 question, because a lot of people on Twitter said level 10, right? That was
like an average level, I guess we could take.
I think that's what I say you need to play an MMO to as well. Like, I mean, other than if you can instantly recognize, wow, this is just like World of Warcraft and I don't want to play that, I can understand that. Yeah, I think you really need to play any given online game. The interfaces never make sense right away. You need to really learn what the game's about, and it takes until about a level 10 before you start to really see what's underneath the basic mechanics, right? It's the same thing as with any FPS and stuff. Well, FPS and stuff takes longer, but other games, you know, you're like, is this just another FPS? Well, no, you got to play it until like the second or third level before you really start to see, oh, that's what's different about this one.
You know,
that's that you got to be able to see the subtleties. And man, there's a lot that's different about DC though.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see what happens.
And I just want to say one thing about DC too. All the people that are complaining about ganking, you're getting ganked. You are villains.
It's a role-playing game, and there's heroes and villains.
This is a situation. A guy was complaining while he was capturing innocent civilians and putting them into chambers for illegal medical testing, and a hero killed him for doing that. And he's like, oh, I hate this ganking. I'm like, you are a villain putting people into chambers for illegal medical testing. Doesn't it make
clearly
sense
not.
That a hero would come up and kick your ass for that? Like, just think about it for
clearly
a second.
Clearly not applying the role-playing aspect of the game
right.
at all.
And then I just don't know what you expect. Why did you play on a PvP server, you know? And if it was a computer hero that came up and killed you, you wouldn't complain. Even if it was just as vicious and just as effective, you wouldn't complain if it was a computer NPC hero that killed you. But because for some reason, because it's a human, you're like, oh, this is unfair.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, man, that's part of the
game. But
from
what I hear, it's not necessarily that unfair. Like if a lot of your moves are based on combos and it's not just pressing one button and a couple buttons and using your powers, and it's actually more about skill. I hear you can take down high level guys no problem.
I've killed guys like 6 or 7 levels higher than me without them getting a single hit on me because they're just noobs. They just don't know what they're doing. And I'm like combo and then they're stuck
block,
and then combo and lock, and like there's combos that will you can air juggle people. You can hit them into the air and then do more moves while they're in the air and they can't do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like I was telling you on the couch out there, it's kind of weird because when you're air juggling, it doesn't have like a direct correspondence on the video. That things don't happen on the screen right away when you'd expect them to. But if you do your moves properly, you do execute the proper combo every time. But because it's an MMO, everything's just like a half second
behind.
It's like it looks like lag, but it's not. It works perfectly once you learn your combos well. And I was button mashing when I first played this game, and now I'm very precise. X, X, Y, X, hold X, 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 and like I'm doing certain moves for the, you know, very much precise. And then when I use a power, it's like really I'm thinking, okay, bam, you know, so...
So have you heard about this Phoenix Jones
League
of Superheroes? Or what is the, can you bring it up? What is the league called again? I know they have like a name. They have a what this is like, this is like Kick-Ass. Some regular dude is now dressing up as a superhero. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
They're all Phoenix somebody. They're all Phoenix with, and then they have different last names.
Phoenix Patrol.
Yeah, the Phoenix Patrol.
So Phoenix
this
Jones.
Is down in Seattle, Washington.
So who are all the people involved? We got all the names here. Phoenix Jones, Buster Doe, Thorn, Green Reaper, Gemini, No Name is one guy, Catastrophe, Thunder 88, and Penelope. These are all real-life superheroes.
Real-life superheroes.
They walk around in superhero outfits and try and bust crime. And
the one guy has a cool fucking outfit.
Yeah, no,
man.
It's amazing.
It looked awesome.
He goes into a comic book store, and there's like a
secret wall that opens
up.
That's funny. The fact that his lair is in the back of a comic book store.
Yeah, it's wicked.
So funny.
And just like the fact that these guys aren't just having fun. They are having fun.
Well,
but at the same time, they really believe
genuinely the
goodwill of what they're doing.
Oh, dude, it is serious, man. They really believe that there is a need for them in that city.
It's fantastic.
No doubt about it.
I would do
like body armor and shit.
I would
but
do
they
it
don't
if it
carry
wasn't
any
so
weapons.
Dangerous and so
yeah,
late.
Well, there you got his nose broken the other day. He got the shit kicked out of him
the other day.
Yeah, there was a video where he like actually got the shit kicked out of him. They're interviewing him. He had got his nose broken, and the guy pulled a gun on him. And he doesn't carry a gun or anything like that.
Well,
you know, he's got
illegal.
Body armor, I guess.
I thought being a vigilante was illegal. I thought you couldn't do
this. Oh, yeah, you can't. Like, I'm pretty sure it is illegal.
Well, then what are the guys with the red hats and the...
The Guardian Angels?
Guardian Angels, yeah. Is that legal?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. This is all in the States, though. It could be different in Canada.
Right, I don't know.
Who knows, but... yeah, so I just wonder, like, do they actually have any fighting skills of any type? Like, what?
Well, this is what happened. A guy was getting his car broken into, and Phoenix Jones ran up and scared the guy away.
Yeah.
So was he scared away because he was afraid of being hit, or was he scared away because a motherfucker in a superhero outfit was running out?
Yeah.
He was like, this is worth it, man. Fuck this nigga, and he ran off. You know, I don't know what happened, right? So,
oh man,
I don't know, like what.
I think it's awesome. Like, it's
awesome,
it's
but one of these people are gonna get
is.
Killed. One of these people are gonna
get
true.
Killed.
That's
true. One of them will probably get killed,
and then they're gonna have to have a crackdown on superheroes in Seattle. They're gonna have to say, okay, no superheroes allowed in Seattle, and then it'll be fucking X-Men in real life. They'll be like,
it'll be like the Incredibles, where the Incredibles got banned, or the superheroes got banned in the Incredibles.
I didn't know that.
No super.
Oh yeah,
no,
the Incredibles, right? The cartoon.
Their powers.
I was just thinking X-Men with all the mutant, anti-mutant. You know, racism.
Yeah, there's that too. The anti-superhero league.
Superheroism. And then they like keep doing it, and then they become like Batman. They're in the shadows, you know.
I wonder if they pretend to have actual powers.
I want
to
see No Name's costume.
I want to see all their costumes.
Yeah, seriously.
Because the one guy looked pretty damn pimp, that's for sure. Yeah.
He might be like the best looking one, though. Like, the other guys could just be a cardboard box. He's like, I'm No Name, cardboard box.
Bet you, like, if they're down in Arizona, that shooting would have never happened.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I don't know what Phoenix Jones could have done to stop that. How messed up is that, eh?
Oh, man. And the whole fact that, I don't know, even the Sarah Palin thing, and I know she has nothing to do with it, mm-hmm. but you kind of have to take some kind of responsibility and awareness that the majority of your followers are fucking retards, mm-hmm. you know, and you can't put a map with gun sights on it thinking it's cute or something. I don't even know what she's trying to identify with her.
That's exactly what she was trying to do.
Most of them are like gun owners and crazy rednecks, or I don't.
That's exactly what it is. She was trying to identify with her base.
So irresponsible, though.
But I don't. You know, in the case of Jared Lochner, though, the guy was clearly just insane. He had no political leanings either way. The political rhetoric. I posted, and I've removed the post since from Facebook about how I was like, yeah, thanks Sarah Palin, because Jeff Hodge like made a post that was like, anybody that politicizes this tragedy is kind of an asshole, and I was like, yeah, you know what. He's kind of right, I think.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with politics. You're right. Like, he wasn't a voter or anything like that. Although he did attend, I read where he would attend like townhouse meetings and
really?
Stuff like that. Yeah, and well, he actually asked the governor that he shot. He actually has had communication with her and asked her a question at one of these town hall meetings. And
wow.
Yeah, so, and I can't believe. Oh, yeah. If words have no meaning, then what is government? Like, that was his question to her.
Weird.
Yeah, how do you even answer that? Or how do you even start to think about what that even means?
Yeah, if somebody asks a question like that at a town hall meeting, that psychiatric evaluation should be in order.
Why can't we stop these people? Well, why? We know there was so much evidence that this guy was crazy.
Yeah, he gets kicked out of school.
Why is craziness such a free pass? Yeah. Why is pleading insanity okay? Let's not be as harsh on this guy. He's insane. He's obviously no good to our society. Why don't we execute those people?
Well, yeah.
They're insane. You can't fix an insane person.
I don't know. Some people say you can fix some insanity.
Their brains are wired differently.
There's no question you can't let a man like that out on the streets ever again for the rest of his life. It's too unpredictable. It's too unsafe, right? So, but
I bet you he will. I bet you he will see. Well, you know, it was
he'll be in a psychiatric jail probably. There's no question the guy's insane.
But people in psychiatric wards get day passes. He might be in there for the rest of his life, but he might get like 16 hours free a day to go out and do stuff as long as he comes back and sleeps there at night.
I can't, man. And another thing that really pissed me off about this too is I can't believe what journalism has become. Like, he was a left wing pothead. It was reported left wing pothead. I'm like, okay, why? Oh, because a former classmate from high school 4 years ago tweeted it. That was the journalist's source.
Twitter is the main source for journalism now for some reason. Why is a site that anyone can start any kind of rumor?
Yeah,
being held as like a notable place to go and get facts.
And how come no reporter that reports that is sitting there thinking, yeah, left-wing potheads not exactly known for killing
people
randomly and worshiping Adolf Hitler and like and loving guns and stuff. Is that a left-wing pot? Just fucking use some sense for a sec, you know? Think about your source. It's some girl that went to school with him on Twitter. And saying some shit on Twitter, and then just, why don't you apply some logic to that? And it's like, no, because it was a right-wing reporter that wanted to spin it a certain way. And it's like, Jeff was right, it's unbelievable how many people try to politicize this tragedy, and it's like, can't it just be something fucked up that happened? Like, something terrible that happened? And, you know, I guess it's because it happened to a political official, so of course it's going to get politicized, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. It has to, and unfortunately, like, but...
Yeah. And another thing that left-wing potheads do, don't kill fucking Democrats. How about that? Like, Jesus, think about it for
Reminds
a second.
Reminds me of, I think it was the pilot episode of Prison Break, where some guy was just going to go commit some kind of a crime. And he's like, hold on, I gotta get myself geared up for this. And he breaks out a joint and smokes a joint. It's like, what, is he gonna go pass out and get some munchies at the store? Like, who the fuck is smoking a joint and then going out to murder some people? I get me jacked up. I'm gonna go kill some fuckers now.
What's that over there? Oh, that's really, oh shit, what was I doing? I forget.
Shit, what the hell,
like, dude? The distracted hitman. I love that.
Oh my god. Yeah, just ridiculous.
So, but I think it's a miracle that she's alive, and that's awesome that she's responding to commands. And
is it awesome?
Well,
what kind of a life is she gonna have now?
We'll see. You never know. You never know. Let's see.
She ain't gonna be like she used to be.
That's for sure.
But that's maybe, for damn sure. She's got a hole coming out of the back of her head and a bigger one coming out the front.
There's one thing I've never, anything I've always consistently underestimated in my life, it's the ability for humans to turn tragedy into good. So I'm always surprised. I'm always like, it's amazing what that person did with that horrible shit that happened to them, you know? So
yeah, it's true. It does kind of motivate people after they've been through.
We'll see what happens. The fact that our killer is still alive, that our shooter is still alive, and some poor little girl dies, 76-year-old
woman. Was he
just
such a poor excuse for a killer? Like, I thought he was going to, from a lot of the reports, it sounded like it was planned to be a murder-suicide.
Is he just
that big of an idiot that he...
Well, he got jumped. I don't think he...
I don't think he... That's right. I forgot. He got jumped before he had the chance to...
Apparently, somebody shot at him as well. That was reported.
Well, it's Arizona, dude. They want to make it legal to carry a gun into a bar.
Dude, I don't know. I'm not sure.
What is that, dude? That is the wild fucking west in Arizona.
I like the idea, though, man. I don't
think... mixing alcohol and overhyped men and guns. That's a perfect idea.
If you know that everyone else in the bar has a gun as well, you're not going to pull it so readily. That's the logic, right? The reason that you make it the reason they say it's a deterrent is because...
My gun's bigger than your gun, motherfucker.
Right. I understand this.
I'm a faster draw than you. Shit. I killed six of you before even one of you know what's going on.
So this is what I'll say to that. There's nothing right now preventing a guy from bringing a gun into a bar. Do they have metal detectors at bars? No. You know, so if one bar says, I don't want guns here, that's their right. But you can't stop somebody from bringing a gun into a bar as it is now. You're not going to know if they have it or not. The assumption that because they have a weapon, they're going to do something irresponsible doesn't follow. And that's what gun rights people are always trying to say.
Well, the assumption that most people that want to carry a gun are probably fucking nuts is pretty safe to say, I think. I don't need to carry a gun fucking anywhere, man. Why does somebody feel they have to carry a gun? Where's that need?
Because the King of England might bust through your door at any moment and want to rape your wife.
And fucking...
Well, that's why the Second Amendment was there. And gun nuts today.
Yeah, in what year? What year
was exactly,
the Second
right?
Amendment? This is 2010. Like, this is ridiculous. And we're still oh, shit. Really?
Very recently.
We're in 11 already?
Yeah.
Damn.
But, no, I know. But I do see some sense to the logic that if everyone is armed, there might be less crime. People might be less willing to take advantage and think that they can just push people around if they know that there could be a guy on the other side of the fucking bank that's got a gun. He's going to shoot me in the back when I'm not looking, you know? You might not rob a bank and think that you can just stick a gun in somebody's face and get whatever the fuck you want if you know that you're going to be stopped by somebody with deadly force, possibly. You know, it's like you're not going to do something if there's a cop standing right there. You know there's not. Why? Because he has a fucking gun. He'll shoot you. You know, and he has the authority to do so as well, which is a little bit what adds to it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. I'm like the biggest. I'm not biggest, but I'm pretty left-wing myself.
Personally, I think that every law should be... You should have to go back and look at it every 10 years to decide, okay, were we just idiots back then? And that's why, you know, this law, like, does this law really apply today? You know how many ridiculous laws have been, like, drawn up and still exist?
Yeah, and they just aren't enforced.
And they just aren't enforced, but it's still there.
Yeah, like sodomy in a few states.
Yeah.
Can't fuck somebody in the ass. Why? Can you tell me why?
Dude, fellatio is like illegal.
That's considered sodomy in some places, yeah.
I guess
any,
so.
In the states where sodomy is illegal, I'm pretty sure, I'm not positive, but I think it's any form of sexual contact that doesn't result in possible procreation is considered sodomy. So oral sex, anal sex.
Yeah, it's just nuts that we're not meant to review our laws every 10 years or so. And
but the reason that they have certain rights that stay in place forever is because it's so easy for people, corrupt people, to come into power and change those basic things, and now all of a sudden it's different, right? So there's a logic to keeping things the same as well, which is that if you make it too easy to change, then corrupt people can change them.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I'm not saying it should be easy to change the laws.
Yeah.
It should still be a process involved there, but
whatever process you come up with, anyways, the corporations are just going to fucking get their fingers.
The whole system's broken. The whole system's broken. I don't understand why we're on this quest to spread democracy across the entire globe when it's a broken system too. It doesn't work either, man.
Kent Brockman.
The theory
on systems.
Of it, possibly, yeah, but the theory of communism works. You know, if everyone wasn't a lazy jerk off.
Well, China's definitely doing very well, so there's no questioning that it works. It's just kind of like. And I have friends that live in China that say they don't suffer any rights violations at all. They're like, dude, it's just like living in the States. But I don't know. Can't check Facebook.
Can't do certain things.
It's kind of like, you know what? Like it. I think you're kind of having your freedoms restricted and you're just saying that you're not, you know, you're not really thinking about it too much. Because any restriction of your freedoms at all, you know, the fact that I can't sit on the trunk of my car and drink a beer is a major violation of my freedom. I'm not saying we're free either. We're not.
No, yeah.
You know,
obviously.
It's bullshit. I'm not saying I want to get in my car and drive afterwards, but if I sit on the trunk of my car and drink a beer, I get charged with impaired driving. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. If you're pulled over on the side sleeping in your car and you're wasted, you get charged with impaired driving. Is that not the most responsible thing I should be doing, though, being pulled over and sleeping this off?
Yeah, or maybe just sleep in the car before you don't have to pull over. I mean,
well, no, yeah, that's what I mean.
But if you're sleeping in a car outside a bar, yeah, you can be charged with impaired driving. It's like, dude, I was sleeping it off so that I don't drive home drunk. But
yeah, no. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Said that so many times this podcast. Ridiculous.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Do you know about this Brasso, the gazer?
No, yeah, tell me about this gazer guy. He sounds gay, but
I don't know much. I don't know much about him, but. He's this healer. I don't know if he classifies himself as a healer. That's why he's known as the Gazer, because he doesn't want to claim that he's healing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people get healed by him gazing at them, then that's a great benefit to this. But he doesn't want to claim to be a healer. So he goes out and...
Well, of course, because it would be illegal for him to do so.
Exactly, yeah. So it's just this dude that... comes out there in this theater of a couple hundred people and comes out and just stares out into the audience for 10-15 minutes and then charges people $8 a head to do this.
What a gig.
And it's up to like 10,000 people a day he sees. So this motherfucker's pulling in $80,000 a day sometimes to go out on a stage and stare at people.
And here I am. Busting my ass to write material.
Write funny material to try to entertain.
Work on my performance, and all I had to do was fucking stare at people. Guy's a genius.
Stop those jokes, man.
Yeah, seriously. I'll try tonight. I'm at Yucks tonight, last night.
You should. Just go out and say I'm going to try something new.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, people want to believe in things, man. That's just what it comes down to.
That's the placebo effect, man.
Those people want to pay $8 to feel that something mystical and interesting is happening in their lives.
It's amazing,
so
the power of the brain.
Bored.
Like, that's all your own brain doing that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird how, you know, there's so much we just haven't unlocked, it seems, in our own head.
Or at least understand.
Yeah.
We're
exactly.
Subconsciously using all those things. It's one of those things, like, there's a list of the list of misconceptions on Wiki, if you do a Google for like popular misconceptions.
Well, we only using 10%
of our
brain.
10%
of our
brain is one
of
them. It's
garbage.
Like only at one given time, you know, it's just like.
Yeah, it's total garbage, man.
I remember hearing that for the first time. People were like, and that means there's parts of your brain where you can get telekinesis and you can like do like remote viewing and stuff. It's all there, man. It's in your head. You're ready to do it. You haven't unlocked it. Why haven't I unlocked it?
Yeah, you know what have I been doing?
Do you have an amazingly valuable of a skill that would be to any animal that's trying to evolve and adapt to its environment? Of course,
yeah, so stupid, man. What do you think about the golden voiced homeless man?
I at first I was really happy for him, and then somebody showed me his nine.
This guy's like an alcoholic crackhead with nine kids he hasn't seen in years.
I know, and
he's already getting arrested for fighting with them.
Well, when you watch that YouTube video that went around, the video that went around, he looked genuinely like a guy that knew he fucked up and was saying, "I'm sorry, I'm 2 years sober, I'm trying to turn my life around right now," you know? And at first I was like, wow, nice, yeah, nice. Like, this is such a great story, wow. You know, and then somebody showed me the nine mugshots of him. Every single one, I'm like, wow, he looks like a rapist. Like, he looks like, if I saw him, I'd be like, whoa, dude.
He's not a good guy, I don't think, man.
But maybe he is now. You know, I'll forgive anybody, man. If you can honestly be repentant for what you've done, trying to be a better person, I don't care what you've done in the past, honestly, because...
Well, I guess like the day he was reunited with his family, or there was he was fighting with his daughter and telling his daughter, "Shut the fuck up, you fat bitch!" And
wow,
yeah, she went to the news and was like, "Oh, I'm gonna make money on this. I got news, but I got stories about you." Went to the news saying, "Oh, this guy drinks like two bottles of Grey Goose a day and beer and wine, just nonstop." And so you don't know who to believe, you know?
Yeah.
Is she just out there saying these stories for the money now, or because she sees that her dad's getting all this? And
having that radio voice is not such a unique thing.
Yeah, man. Why is this so... Like, I heard him speaking. Yeah, okay, it's a...
I know
kind of a cool sounding voice, but I've heard that voice before.
Dude, I know three comedians in Calgary that have been trained to do that voice. You go to school to learn. So did he. He went to school.
Yeah.
What's his name again? Can't remember.
I don't know, man.
But, yeah, no, even he went to school to learn how to do it. You learn how to do that, and it's a skill. I mean, it really wasn't that valid, but because he got all of this publicity off it, Kraft jumps on, Cleveland Cavaliers jump on, they all jump on it. I think they're going to regret that decision because you're going to come out.
Yeah, it was a good PR move at the start, man, but maybe you jumped on that boat a little too quick.
Yeah, because I think it's going to come out that, yeah, you know what? Homeless people are really good at pulling.
There's a reason why
strings.
This guy is probably homeless. He's a fuck up.
And also, their whole living is based on pulling on your heartstrings and making you think, "Oh, I'm so woe is me." When a lot of the times they got themselves into that position. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I was the biggest bleeding heart for homeless people when I first moved into this neighborhood. But now, like after I've lived here for a while, I'm telling you, a lot of these guys are the biggest assholes you've ever met. That's
you
why
you don't
homeless.
Respect that $2 hooker that was picking up food off the ground like a monkey. Man,
I haven't done that joke in so long. It never works. People always feel bad.
Oh boy. Well, yeah, no, not much game talk. I've been uploading some Black Ops clips.
Yeah.
The beta, the theater, it's in like beta stages. It was really pissing me off. Wasn't uploading clips and stuff, but it seems to be working good now, so. I'm spending a lot of my time doing that.
Nice. When are you going to get back into GT5, man? John and I are just waiting for you to get some cars so we can have a night of racing.
Because I don't want to turn my PlayStation on.
Why don't you want to turn your PlayStation on?
Just be, I don't know, man. Like, there's just something about, because every time I do, there's nobody there. And I don't know what is so fucked up in my brain that I need to have a community of friends knowing what I'm playing and being able to communicate with them when I want. I don't know what it is.
When I decided to play DC Universe on PC and upgrade my PC so that I could, you literally acted like, well, that's it, my gaming life's over. I'm like, no one, everyone's playing DC,
well,
Cataclysm.
Because half my friends started playing DC every time I logged on to my Xbox, no one was there. And
that's,
you know,
it,
what?
Then,
I played less Xbox, man. Yeah. I would only play games for about a half an hour and then I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
It is the greatest thing about modern games is that it lets you stay in touch with friends that you can't see. I have friends that I talk to and play games with
more
that live
than
in other provinces.
Yeah, and you probably talk to them more through games than you do any other.
Right, and more than I do, I talk to them more than I, and I hang out with them virtually more than I see some of my friends in Calgary.
Yeah.
You know, that the best thing about modern games, I think, and MMOs especially, is, well, not especially, but MMOs do it as well. If you can get into getting all your friends to play one fucking MMO, it's almost impossible.
There was a time there, man, when we had like six or seven of us playing WoW.
Well, you only had
and
two
was
options.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
So, it's just great that gaming brings friends together. It's like, I love that South Park made that point where he's like, why don't you go outside and spend some time with your friends? And he turns to his dad, and Stan turns to his dad and goes, I am hanging out with my friends, you idiot. What do you think this is? And it's like, yeah, just because I'm not outside running around kicking a ball doesn't mean I'm not socially activated.
But I don't think you. I don't think you develop the same social skills though.
No, you don't.
As if you were in real life.
I'm like, not saying it's a complete.
People are a lot
replacement.
More comfortable talking behind a mic than they are in person.
Right. So I'm not saying it's a replacement for it, but I'm saying it's a good subsidy. It subsidizes your social life well. It's better than sitting and playing a single player game.
Yeah, by yourself and doing nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can understand, man. I can understand why you play games just to be social. Even if you're not playing with people, you just want to be able to see, oh, that's what he's doing. You feel
a
like...
A lot of times I'm playing a single player game, but I'm in a party with a bunch of friends just chatting with them.
Well, I'll tell you, this is what I'll do for you, okay? Whenever I play DC Universe Online,
you can come
I'll
on Xbox.
I'll just turn my Xbox online so you can see me just sitting there.
I saw you on there last night. I'm like, yo, are you there?
That was
you
Kelsey.
Didn't answer, and I was like,
Kelsey's
oh,
watching Netflix.
Oh, is that Kelsey?
Netflix, like, tricked me. What? I signed up for the free month. They totally got me. They signed up for the free month, forgot to cancel the account, got charged for another month.
It's worth it, dude. Netflix is awesome.
Yeah, I think we're gonna
keep
it.
What is it, $8 a month?
Yeah, we decided we're going to keep it, actually. But just because of the stand-up specials. I mean, it's amazing how every stand-up you can think of puts their specials on there. So
I think it's such a wicked service, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is good. So, yeah, we're going to keep it.
Totally up Netflix ass.
And you get it on your phone, your iPad,
yeah,
your
iPad,
computer,
anything.
Your Xbox, your PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
One account, you get it on all those machines.
Yeah, man.
So, like, I can be in the middle of fucking nowhere, and I can be, oh, I feel like watching a movie on my phone.
Or finishing watching that one I was watching earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man.
No, it's wicked.
Awesome. One more thing I want to talk about before we go, and that's people need to stop giving power to words like faggot, retard, cunt, and anything that offends people.
The Dire Straits
this
thing.
Whole Dire Straits thing. I don't know if anyone knows, but a band from the 80s, Dire Straits, had a song called Money for Nothing.
Money for nothing.
And your chicks for free.
Yeah, exactly. That's the song.
And recently, it has now been banned in Canada. Over 20 years later, because some lady in Newfoundland was offended by the word faggot. Because in the song, they say, and the faggot with the earring and the makeup.
Yeah.
Referring to rock stars. It was referring to a rock star back in the day and how he just gets up on stage and gets money for nothing. You know, he just, and this blue collar guy was singing the song. You
and
know?
Let's be clear that in no way were you supposed to be identifying with the person saying this. It was,
yes, he wasn't singing it as him. It was like some, blue collar worker that is like just bitter at the world and hates people and hates like rock stars because he thinks they do something for nothing or get something for nothing,
right?
Which they don't.
Right. I mean, you go do it if you think it's nothing. I'll tell you right now, being a stage performer is not easy.
Plus you need the talent to make that awesome song that people want to go see.
You need the talent, and you need to eat it for 5 years. You need to have the worst fucking life imaginable for 5 years and not make a dime and stay in the shittiest hotels and play the shittiest gigs and the shittiest bars to get anywhere in entertainment, you know?
So anyway, getting back to the point, this song is now banned because they say faggot in the song.
And I would love to see, but some people will say, hey, let's take a vote and see how many Canadians want it banned and how many don't. But public opinion shouldn't be.
We shouldn't be giving it that much attention. It's a word.
Well, I know.
Get over it. You have to take it in context. Start taking things in context and stop being offended just at the sound.
Right. No, you're absolutely right, for sure. Are you allowed to play the song bleeped out with faggot bleeped out?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Probably. I would imagine so. Because, shit, you should hear some of the stuff that gets played on radio. It's like, yo, yes and no. And it's like, well, what is he saying? Because you're bleeping out half the shit. I don't even know, you know?
I just watched a comic named Adam Richman last night make the most amazing point. He's like, what happened to music, man? We had lyrics in the 60s and 70s that were inspiring.
Yeah.
And now it's like, shake your fucking booty. Yeah. I'm a fucking whore. That's all music now. And it's like
it's
all
so
the popular
true.
Music. And like, what happened to like what the Beatles were saying? How come nobody's identifying with peace and love and let's change the world and do good things, you know? No one cares about that anymore.
It's too hard to change the world, man. Let's just go and get wasted.
I think it's deeper than that, man. I think it's a covert plot on the part of the people, the powers that be, to keep people stupid. I really do. I think they're controlling the music and putting out things. Let's appeal to their basest instincts, violence and sex.
Wait. How would they control the music, though? Like,
they
what
control
do you mean?
Which stars get the talent, which get the airtime. They control all of that media. They
the
control
government
the,
does?
No, no, not the government. The corporations, and like which are intensely linked with the governments. And then that extends beyond into the world, like economy. You want to get into Illuminati and stuff like that. I don't think it's necessarily...
We're getting deep here, motherfucker.
I don't think it's necessarily conspiracy to say there's probably a small group of men that control most of fucking everything. And I think it's actually provable. I don't have it, but I've seen people link to websites that prove it. It's...
I don't know if it's, there may be, there's definitely a select few who have the most power and probably influence the world the most, but I don't know if there's any sort of like organization.
I think they have a vested interest in keeping people stupid and not questioning authority. And that's exactly what artists like Britney Spears and Lady Gaga, well, Lady Gaga's actually a little bit cool. She's kind of cool. And they can't stop at all, of course. There's independent labels and there's bands that'll always get
the
message
out. I don't know if they
have
to do anything in terms of keeping people stupid, man. It's the whole idiocracy theory coming true, you know? Like, stupid people, you know, breed a hell of a lot more than smart people. It's a proven fact. Mm. And I just think as a whole, our society may be de-evolving.
It's only been 50 years since the 60s and the 40 years since the 60s and the 70s.
Look how much easier life has gotten since then. But if you could explain to somebody that in 40 or 50 years, you were going to have this powerful computer that you could hold in your hand that could do pretty much anything you can dream of.
And it's a phone. Yeah. But that should be putting power in our hands and enabling us to do more, not less.
But it makes... I don't know. Because a lazy man will always look for an excuse to be lazy.
You think general laziness encourages, like, overall laziness? If you're lazy in one...
I think technology increases laziness, for sure.
It sucks. It should be freeing up our time to do other things, right?
Yeah,
like,
doesn't.
Human evolution exploded with the invention of farming technology because all of a sudden we had all of this time to do stuff. We used to have to hunt and then try and find things. As soon as we started growing our food and our animals, we had 8 hours a day to study philosophy and mathematics, and human society just took off at that point. So the more technology we get, the more free time we have. We should be spending that time doing good things, but we don't. We definitely, and I'm as guilty as anybody. I waste my time. It should be an hour a day at most. I would never let my kids play more than an hour a day of video games, but for some reason, 3-4 hours a night is okay for me.
It's almost mandatory.
I get
to a point where I get mad if I don't get my video game time in. It's like, really? Well, why am I getting so pissed off that I, you know, it even comes, like, I still love editing, but it seems like more of a chore now to get around to edit stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, fuck, I want to play that game, but I got to edit. You know, it's like, fuck, I'll just get this editing out of the way quick so I can go play.
Dude, I will be like in a comedy club sometimes, about to get on stage and have a crowd of 100 people cheering and laughing at everything I say. And I'll be like, man, I just wish I was at home playing DC. I've seriously thought that this week. And then I have to kick myself in the head, like, metaphorically, and be like, dude, shut the fuck up. This is amazing what you're about to do. Get excited, you know? And I do. And I turn it around because I'm like, don't. And I, you know, there's times that I should be staying out and partying and stuff, and I don't because I go home to play games. And instead, it should be an hour a day and I should be writing, but you can't play an MMO an hour a day. You can't.
No, yeah.
You can't play every game that comes out. If you want to take video games as a hobby really seriously, know what's going on with every aspect of the industry, play every great game. That's, you have to give up your social life
and have a podcast that talks about this shit.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, how serious do I want to take this hobby? Am I growing up? I don't know, Joel. Maybe this is a big life moment for me. I'm turning around. Maybe I don't want to do this podcast anymore.
This is the end.
Yeah. No, fuck that.
Let's go play some fucking video games.
Yeah, seriously. I'm
getting tired of this podcast.
We're done, eh?
It's too much work.
All right, cool. Well, I've been Derek Sweet.
And I'm Joel Gardner. Hey, you can catch us on Twitter, joelgardner.com. On Twitter, joelgardner.com. Shit.
Yeah. I'm going to be posting some new comedy clips soon because I got some amazing recordings from last night's show. So there'll be a new clip soon. I'll put that up on Twitter. So I'm on Twitter as Sweet Comedian, S-W-E-E-T Comedian. So.
Awesome, man. That's wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thanks for all the love these last couple of weeks. We've been getting the podcast numbers have been going. There's a huge spike last couple episodes, so that's awesome. Yeah. Keep spreading the word,
please,
because we definitely want to keep this thing going. Yeah. We love doing it, so yeah. Cool. Thanks, man. Let's kick that Tame Impala back in. Yeah.